Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for your prayer.
谢谢大家的代祷。
I'm so excited to be here.
我很兴奋再次来到我们当中。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, we commit the time to you.
亲爱的天父，我们将今天的时间交在你的手中。
May your power manifest on the weak body of your servant.
愿你的能力彰显在你的仆人身上。
I pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我求圣灵的同在。
May you minister to each of us today.
愿你亲自对每一位说话。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，就是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
This year I will be coming to HOCL seven times.
今年我将会来到我们教会几好几次。
And I think I would like to go through not only preaching but a Bible study of the Psalms of the Ascent with you.
我想我来到我们当中不只是讲道，我会在主日学跟大家来分享诗篇。
It's always my desire.Every time I come, we study the word of the Lord together.
这是我的心愿，每一次来到这里，我们都可以一起来研读神的话语。
And also at the same time, to stimulate our thinking to know how to apply God's word.
也借着这个机会，我们彼此来激励，来思想怎么样来应用我们神的话语。
Today will be a continuation of last June when I was last here preaching.
今天我要继续去年的六月我还在这里讲到的那个系列。
It's a Come Worship series.
这是一个期待敬拜的系列。
It's the second session of the series.
这是这个系列的第二集。
The topic today is Seek God's Help.
今天的题目是寻求神的帮助。
It's my desire to answer two questions in today's sermon.
我今天在讲道当中想要来回答两个问题。
The first question is, who is the source of help for pilgrims?
第一个问题是谁是敬拜神的人的帮助的来源。
The second question I'm going to answer is, what is the scope of God's keeping for the pilgrims?
第一个问题是什么是敬拜神的人得保护的内容。
For us to know the Bible, we need to understand the biblical background.
我们要了解圣经的话，我们就要先来明白它的背景。
As I've mentioned earlier, Psalm 121 is the second Psalm of Ascent.
我以前提过，诗篇121篇是上行之诗的第二首。
From Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
从诗篇120到诗篇134篇
There are 15 psalms.
总共有15首诗篇
For those who study, call them the Psalms of Ascent.
这些研究诗篇人称这些诗篇为朝圣诗篇
The people of Israel will go up to Jerusalem to the temple to worship three times a year.
以色列民他们一年会三次到耶路撒冷的圣殿去敬拜神
Traditionally, scholars believe that they send the Psalms of Ascent on the way to the temple.
传统上学者认为这些上行诗或是朝圣诗就是敬拜神的人在朝圣的路程当中唱诵的诗篇。
Psalm 121 is one of the favorite of many believers.
诗篇121篇是信徒喜爱的其中一首。
But very often we may only remember the first two verses.
通常我们可能只会记得前面两节经文。
But we know that when we read the Psalms of Ascent, they are being grouped together in groups of three.
而这些上行诗篇呢是三篇三篇一组。
And usually, we call it the three T's.
这好像三层一样。
The first T, the first Psalm is always trouble.
这三组诗篇呢，被用三个字母 T 来形容。第一组是用 trouble， 就是麻烦或是困难。
Psalm 121 the second is always about trust, second T。
第二个 T 呢就是信靠。
And then when you trust God, God answers. The third T will be thanksgiving.
那当你信靠神，神回应你的祈求。第三个 T 呢就是感恩。
So when you read the Psalms, you really feel that you are on an ascending upward journey.
所以当你在读这个诗篇的时候，你会感觉你好像在一个属灵的路程是步步高升。
Psalm 120, the worshippers were in a foreign land, in trouble.
诗篇120篇， 讲的是诗人是在一个外邦之地，他们是在困难之中。
Then Psalm 121, the psalmist, the worshipper, started a journey to go to the temple in Jerusalem to worship God.
而诗篇121篇是讲到诗人这个时候是在往耶路撒冷圣殿朝敬拜神的路程当中。
Psalm 121 is a poem. It's a poem. It's a 诗歌。
诗篇121篇是一个诗歌。
It is clearly divided into two main parts.
基本上是有两个部分。
Verses 1 to 2 talk about the source of help for the pilgrims.
第一节到第二节讲到的帮助的来源。
And then verses 3 to 8 is a scope of help for the pilgrims.
而第三节到第八节讲到那些去敬拜神的人他们的保护的内容。
Let's answer the first question.
那我们先来回答第一个问题。
Who is the source of help for the pilgrims?
谁是敬拜神的人的帮助的来源？
And clearly from the Bible it says help comes from the maker of heaven and earth.
很清楚的从圣经里面我们看到这个帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
The pilgrim lifts his eyes to the mountain.
敬拜神的人，他们向山举目。
It's very significant to understand what lifting up the eyes to the mountain means.
很重要，这里我们要明白向山举目是什么意思。
There are those who believe that mountains being used in the Old Testament is a negative metaphor.
有人认为山在旧约里面所代表的是不好的。
Some scholars believe that the mountains represent the obstacles during the pilgrimage to Jerusalem to worship God.
有一些学者认为这个山代表的是朝圣者他们去耶路撒冷敬拜神路程当中遇到的阻碍。
But I believe that the mountains were a positive metaphor.
但也有人认为山所代表的是好的。
You know that there's a special thing about Jerusalem.
我们都知道有一件特别事情，关于耶路撒冷有一件特别的事情。
It's also called, it's rested on the Mount of Zion.
这个耶路撒冷是坐落在锡安山。
But it was surrounded not only by one mountain, but by many mountains.
但是这个城却不是一座山环绕着，是很多座山环绕着。
Another Psalm of Ascent clearly tell us how to, interpret mountains surrounding Jerusalem.
有另外一篇上行诗很清楚地告诉我们众山怎样环绕耶路撒冷。
Psalm 125 verse 2.
诗篇125篇第二节。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore.
众山怎样环绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样环绕他的百姓。
Why did they look up to the mountain?
为什么他们要向山举目？
Because they remember that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds and protects his people.
因为当他们这样子做的时候，他们就会想起众山怎样环绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也怎样环绕看顾他的百姓。
But that's a very unique usage. That's very unique to Psalms.
但是这里有一个很特别的用法。
You don't find it in other scripture other than Psalm. It describes God with a very unique title.
这里讲到神的一个名称是很特别的，只有在这里提到。
He called the help comes from the maker of heaven and earth.
这里提到这一个帮助是从造天地的主而来。
The maker of heaven and earth is a very special phrase.
造天地的主，造天地的主，这个字词字词句是一个很特别的词句。
The exact phrase is only found five times in the Hebrew Bible.
这个词句呢，在希伯来的圣经里面只有出现五次。
And three of them are on the Psalms, in the Psalms of Ascent.
而有三次是出现在上行诗篇里面。
It's a description of God being the creator.
这是形容到神是一位创造者。
Do you ever think about what it means when you say God is the creator?
我们能够想象神是一个创造者是什么意思吗？
It means that he can create nothing into something.
这个代表神他可以从没有变成有。
But when you study Genesis chapter 1 and 2, it also means that he can Changing from chaos into order.
那如果我们读创世纪第一章，你会发现这位主也是可以从混乱当中造成有条不紊的。
And also separate the good and bad.
他也可以使善跟恶分开。
And also it means that he can make something from lifeless into life.
他也可以使没有生命的变成有生命的。
What does it mean for us today?
这对我们今天有什么意义呢？
I think when we are in a very difficult situation,
我想当我们在一个很困难的情况当中
there's a hymn called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
有一首诗歌叫做转眼仰望耶稣
It was written by a person by the name of Helen Howarth Nimmo.
这诗歌是一个叫海伦·里默的人写的
She taught us how to lay our eyes upon Jesus during very difficult times.
他教导我们怎么样在困难的时候把我们的眼目转向耶稣。
2018 is a very exciting year for me.
2018年是一个很对我来讲很兴奋的一年。
Even though it's a year of up and down.
虽然这一年有起有伏。
I dedicate myself to serve the Lord. I dedicate myself to serve the Lord.
我把自己奉献来服侍神。
And got training from a Bible school in 1978.
我在神学院受训练1978年的时候。
But I'm not very old. I'm not 60 years old yet.
我不是很老，我还没有60岁。
Well, 2018 is the 40th year since I served the Lord.
但是2018年是我服侍神40年了。
And then 1988.
在1988年。
I marry my nice wife.
我跟我美好的太太结婚。
So this year is the 30th year of our marriage.
今年是我们结婚30周年。
In this age,
在我这个年纪
，30 years of a marriage is not take. I cannot take it for granted.
在这个世代里，有30年的婚姻，这个不能习以为然的。
Even as a pastor, it's not easy. As a matter of fact, it's more difficult.
即使对一个牧师来讲，这个都不是一件容易的事情，其实是更困难的。
Because you know, my wife would say, you know, Daniel.
Because you know, my wife would say, you know, Daniel. Because you know, my wife would say, you know, Daniel. 你是照着神的话这样在活的吗
Then, 1998年 My daughter was born.
我的女儿出生了
So it's supposed to be a very happy year for me.
所以今天应该是一个对我来讲很喜乐的一年
So last time when I came to the Thanksgiving dinner, I was so happy.
所以去年我来到我们教会的感恩节的晚餐的时候，我非常的开心
I joined your Thanksgiving meeting. All I did was eat and talk.
我参加你们的感恩聚会，我所做的就是吃还有讲话
You know, for me, eat is one of the more exciting things.
吃对我来讲是非常兴奋的一件事情之一。
And in my profession, talking is very exciting too.
在我的专业里面，讲话也是很兴奋的事。
And then, oh boy, the Lord knows that He chose the right time for me to learn to look up to Him.
但是神呢，他是选择一个很好的时间来教导我学习怎么样来仰望神。
The last time I was sent to the hospital was 10 years ago, 2008.
上次我被送到医院呢，是十年前，2008年。
To cut a long story short,
简短的来说
in February, I suddenly had to go to my medical doctor.
在二月的时候，我要去看我的医生。
I thought it was going to be routine.
我以为这是一个平常例行的检查。
And he sent me to the ER.
但是那个医生却把我送去急诊室。
I don't know what happened.
我不知道发生了什么事。
I thought I was going to go blind. You know, I couldn't see very well.
我以为我要失明了，因为我发现我不能看得很清楚。
And then things appear on my skin. I thought I have skin cancer.
然后我也觉得我的皮肤怪怪，我以为我得了皮肤炎。
And then, for those who don't know, I didn't know that I have diabetes for a while, and I didn't know.
我自己有了血糖病，但是我却不知道。
And I thought I was going to go better.
我以为我会越来越好。
And then in March, in the middle of night, I tried to stand up and I couldn't.
在三月的时候，有一个半夜，我想要站起来，但是我发现我站不起来。
And my hand already couldn't move very well for almost a month.
我的手呢没有什么感觉，大概有一个月的时间。
And then I didn't even want to go to the hospital.
我甚至不想去医院。
And then my family said to me, "If you don't call 911, I'm going to call it for you."
我的家人跟我说，如果你自己不打911的话，我们会帮你打。
And then even doctor thought that I was having a stroke.
而医生也以为说我是中风了。
But I look up to the Lord.
但是我仰望耶，我仰望主。
I'm so excited now.
我现在很兴奋。
I really feel that the Lord is the one who helped me.
我真的是觉得主是那位帮助我的。
I was so thankful that I called eye doctor the morning and the afternoon. He could see me.
我很感恩，当我打电话给我的眼科医生的时候，他在第二天的 下午就可以见我了。
He said to me, "You don't really need to see me, but I know it's important for you to see me."
医生跟我说，你知道吗？其实你不需要来看我，但是我知道你来看我对你来讲是很重要的。
Because I thought I was going to be blind.
因为我以为我自己要失明了。
You know what? I have very high short-sightedness.
你知道我的 眼很高，眼眶很高。
You know, after my diabetes, it lowered by 200 pounds. Can you believe that?
你知道在那个血糖有血糖的人可以有减了200磅。
不是这个 reading, 就是减少很多。
哦、视力可以减低很多。
所以呢，that's why I couldn't see well because my reading was changed.
哦，我不能看得很清楚，是因为我的那个视力在改变，因着血糖的关系。
But it was not easy. I had to wait for my sugar to stabilize. I couldn't have a new glasses made until I waited for 2 months.
我不能配新的眼镜，因为我要先等我的血糖降下来一个月的时间。
But I'm thankful I could see the eye doctor.
但是我很感恩，我可以去见到那个眼科医生。
You know what? I couldn't walk very well.
你知道吗？我也不能走路走得很好。
I was told that there's no free lunch in the U.S.
我人家告诉我说，在美国没有免费的午餐。
Before I left the hospital, the physical therapist gave me one thing.
当我离开医院的时候，物理治疗师给我一样东西。
She gave me a cane.
她给我一根拐杖。
But it was free.
但是那是不用钱的。
A very good cane.
是一支非常好的拐杖。
Now I can keep it when I'm older. I can still use it.
不是让我留到我老的时候可以用的。
It was so good.
那支拐杖真是很好。
You remember last time I said I had to lose weight?
记得上次我跟大家说我需要减肥。
I finally succeeded.
我终于做到了。
Without difficulty.
一点困难都没有。
In 3 months, I lost 40 pounds. Can you believe that?
三个月内我瘦了40磅。
And then my wife said to me, "I love you more now."
我的太太告诉我说，我现在更爱你了。
This is the husband I used to know.
这个是我以前认识的丈夫。
So my daughter said to me, "You know, Daddy, you need to exercise."
我的女儿跟我说，爸爸，你需要运动。
I want to see you when I get married.
我希望我在结婚的时候你还在。
But the only time I exercised was when I went fishing with Chunmi.
我唯一运动的时间是我跟春敏去钓鱼的时候。
I tell you now.Nobody need to tell me. I exercise for 1 hour every day.
现在不要有人告诉我，我每一天都运动一个小时。
I exercise so much that my daughter said to me, "You know, can you exercise less?"
我运动到一个地步，我女儿跟我说，你可以运动少一点吗
？Because I walk up and down the wooden stairs in my basement.
因为我在我的地下室的那个木造的楼梯上面走来走去。
Early in the morning when my daughter has not woken up yet.
早上我女儿还没醒的时候，我就在那边走。
And late at night when she was sleeping.
晚上她在睡觉的时候，我也在那里走。
So goals achieved.
所以我的目标达到了。
My cholesterol is so high.
我的胆固醇很高。
But you know now.
但是你现在知道吗
？My cholesterol dropped by 50 pounds in 3 months. Can you believe it?
在三个月之内，我的胆固醇降了50点。
I really feel that I need God so much.
我真的觉得我是非常需要神。
Every medical appointment I have to make.
我每次要约医生的时候。
So, oh, we cannot see you in 2 months.
那些医生都说要两个月之后才能见你。
But then I pray and there was a sudden opening.
但是我都祷告，突然的，他们就有一个空档可以见我了。
I assume in the past, you know, driving is my right.
过去我都认为开车就是我的权利。
The two times I sing is when I attend the service.
有两次我要来到这里聚会的时候。
I only sing when I'm in the service.
我只有要去要去服侍的时候我会唱歌。
And also when I'm driving, I like to sing.
还有我在开车的时候我会唱歌。
And then my medical doctor told me you cannot drive.
但是我的医生告诉我不能开车。
Oh, thank God.
感谢神。
My wife became the driver. I don't even have to pay her.
我的太太变成我的车夫，然后我都不用付她钱。
And 2 weeks ago, I have a green light to drive again.
两个礼拜以前，我可以开始在开车了。
I really feel that God has brought life back into my lifeless situation.
我真的觉得神把希望带进我这个无望的生命里。
And also, He brought order in a chaotic situation.
他也在我一切混乱的情形当中，他掌权。
The meaning of the maker of heaven and earth means so personal to me.
这一个创造主的意义对我来讲是非常重要的。
The hymn Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
这首诗歌转眼仰望耶稣。
Also, are you weary and troubled?
你是否困倦且愁烦
？No light in the darkness you see.
眼前一片黑暗蒙蒙。
That's life when looked at the Savior.
只要仰望主，就得光明。
And life more abundant and free.
生命变更自由丰盛。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
当转眼仰望耶稣。
Look full in His wonderful face.
定睛在他奇妙慈容。
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
世上事必然显为虚空。
In the light of His glory and grace.
在救主荣耀恩典大光中。
Amen, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，是不是阿门呢？
And this is the Lord that we look up to for our help.
这是那位我们可以寻求帮助的神。
Not just anyone.
不是随便的一位。
But the maker of heaven and earth.
乃是创造天地的主。
The second question we are going to answer today.
第二个我们要回答的问题今天是。
Okay, we know that He is the maker of heaven. He is the one who helps us.
我们知道他是创造天地的主，他是帮助我们的神。
But what is the scope of God's help for us?
但是神保护的内容是什么呢？
God's keeping has several very important characteristics.
神的保护有几种特色。
And if you study this passage,
如果你研读这一段经文，
there's a Hebrew word called Shama.
这里有一个希伯来字叫做小帽。
It appears 6 times.
它出现了六次。
It means to keep, to guard, to watch over, or to preserve.
它的意思是保护、防守、看顾或是保存。
And every time it uses this word, it mentions one characteristic of God's help.
每一次提到这个其中一个字呢，都是讲到神保护的一个特色。
The first time it appears.He keeps your foot from slipping.
第一次出现的是在这里，他让你的脚不摇动。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means very personal to me.
他对我来讲是非常个人的。
When I was in the hospital the second time,
当我第二次在医院里时，
I have a yellow tag.
我有一个黄色的袋子。
You know what it says?
你知道黄色袋子上面写什么吗？
Prone to falling.
容易跌倒的人。
And I really claim that. What does it mean? He keep your foot from slipping.
我现在知道这个他必不叫你的脚摇动是什么意思。
If you don't have a strong leg, you find difficulty walking up the stairs. I can tell you how to walk very well now.
如果你没有很强壮的脚的话，你要上下楼梯是很难的。但是我现在可以告诉你怎么样走。
If you're interested, I will tell you later.
如果你有兴趣的人可以来找我。
121:3, He will not let your foot slip.
诗篇121:3, 他必不叫你的脚摇动。
It means that He will keep our steps firm.
他的意思就是说他会使我们的脚步稳当。
Psalm 66:9 say He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping.
诗篇66:9说，他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。
When the pilgrims went to Jerusalem worship, literally, they went across places that they may triple, they may sleep.
当朝圣者他们去耶路撒冷敬拜神的时候，在那路程上面有一些地方可能是不稳的，会让他们滑跌的。
Christians may come across dangers during their spiritual walk.
而对我们基督徒而言，在我们属灵道路上面，我们也可能会遇到危险的地方。
And that may stumble us.
那使我们绊跌。
It doesn't matter you are a strong Christian or not.
不管你是不是一个很坚强的基督徒。
Do you know a person by the name of C.H. Spurgeon?
你们认识斯布珍这个人吗？
He's called the Prince of Preaching.
他被称为讲道的王子。
But then, he has a very special experience in life that makes him special.
但是他有一些很特别的经历，让他成为一位很特别的人。
The first time he preached,
第一次他讲道的时候。
So many people were there that it was all filled up, the building.
非常多人来听，整个屋子都满了。
But then somebody cried fire when there was no fire.
但是呢，突然有人大叫起火了，其实并没有起火。
And seven people died as a result.
那个结果有七个人死亡。
He was only 22 years old.
那时候他只有22岁。
And then this incident remained a scar in his life.
这个在他的生命里面只是一个伤疤。
He had unbelievable physical suffering.
他也有令人难以置信的一些身体 的状况。
He has gout.
他有痛风。
Rheumatism.
他有风湿病。
Bright disease.
他有布莱特氏病。
Many diseases.
他有很多的病痛。
If you see his picture.
如果你看他的照片。
He was like me 4 months ago.
他就像我四个月的样子。
He was very fat.
他很胖。
He has this diabetic belly, you know.
他有这种好像糖尿病的这种肚子。
You don't know what diabetic belly is, ask Dr. Wei.
如果你不知道糖尿病的肚子是什么样的，你就问魏老医生。
And his family was very difficult.
他的家庭也有很多困难。
From 33 years old till she died, her wife was not able even to listen to her husband's preaching.
从三十三岁到他的太太死的那段时间，他的太太已经病到一个地步，没有办法听他讲道。
And Spurgeon was known to suffer from very chronic depression.
他也对这种长期的忧郁症很有体会。
And at that time it was difficult because they don't have medication for depression at that time.
在那个时候对来讲更困难，因为 并没有这种抑郁症的药物。但是他却成为讲道的王子。他的生活里面并不是没有任何的困难。
But then God had kept him strong as a preacher.
但是神却保护他，让他很强壮，成为一个强壮的、有能力的讲道者。
The second keeping is.Keep without slumber or sleeping.
第二个保护是不打盹也不睡觉的保护。
Verses 3-4.
第三节到第四节。
He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。
You know, Hebrew Psalms has a very characteristic.
你知道希伯来的诗篇有一些特色。
It's very different from Chinese poems.
跟中国的诗是非常不同的。
For them to make a point, they repeat it. Repetition is a characteristic.
他们在写诗的时候呢，常常喜欢重复。这个重复呢，是他们写诗的特色。
Slumber has repeated 2 times.
不打盹，重复了两次。
And then go further, nor sleep.
然后继续又讲到不睡觉。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
He will keep us without neglected moments.
因为神会保护我们，他没有疏忽的时候。
You know, this year something happened to me.
我发生了一些事情。
In the past, I did not understand.
在过去我不明白这样的事。
I saw my mom, she was watching TV, and then she fell asleep.
我看到我妈妈在看电视，然后突然她就睡着了。
That's not the problem.
这不是问题。
My wife and I said to me, I came here, I don't want to disturb you, and you were sleeping.
我的太太说，我回来我不想要吵醒你，因为你在睡觉。
No, I haven't slept. I was awake all the time.
我说我没有睡觉啊，我一直都醒着啊。
And I understand what slumber is.
那我现在知道打盹是什么意思啊。
It means that you fall asleep and you think that you are not sleeping.
他的意思就是说，其实你是睡着了，但是你不知道你自己睡着了。
It's a very special description that there will not be neglected moments in God's keeping.
这是一个特别的描述，讲到说神的保护不会有任何疏忽的时刻。
How does it apply today?
这个对今天的应用是什么呢？
You know, we all have neglected moments.
你知道我们都有走漏眼的时候。
You know why I chose this picture?
你知道为什么选这个图片吗？
I won't go into details. There's a reason why 30 years marriage for us is challenging.
我不讲太仔细，只是让大家知道说为什么30年的婚姻对我们来讲实在是一个很大的挑战。
I will not tell you who was the problem.
我不告诉你说是谁有问题。
But there was a problem.
但是是有问题的。
One of us,
我们当中一个。
Me or my wife.
我还是我太太。
Like to do many things at the same time.
我们喜欢在一个时间里面做很多事情。
So one of us would like to cook and put something on fire.
我们其中一个人喜欢煮，然后让它烧起来。
At the same time, do other things like walking the dog.
然后在同时就走出去遛狗。
And then thinking that I will be only away for a moment.
心里想说，我可能只是出去一下下。
Know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗？
Now we have a room in the family.
我们现在在家里有一个规矩。
When you're cooking, you must be in the kitchen.
如果你在煮东西，你一定要待在厨房里。
If you're not in the kitchen, you can tell your spouse.
如果你人不在厨房，你一定要告诉你的另一半。
I can't tell you how many pots have been destroyed over the years.
我不能告诉你，我不告诉你，在过去的三十年，我们家有多少个锅子烧坏了。
But you know the biggest miracle.
但是你知道最大的奇迹吗？
Moses saw the bush that never burned and never consumed.
摩西他看到了焚而不毁的荆棘。
Can you believe a cooking pot being on fire for 3 hours and then the house was not burned down?
你相信有一个锅子，它烧了三个小时，但是这个房子没有被烧起来。
The pot was destroyed.
这个锅子。
Then the house was still standing.
这个锅子是完全被烧坏了，但是房子是好好的。
We don't take it for granted. Brothers and sisters,
我们不把这个看为习以为常。
I don't want to raise hand. Do your spouse also have the same problem? The burning pots.
我不想要问你们说你们的配偶是不是也做同样的事情，把锅子烧坏。
No burning pot moment.
但是对神而言是没有烧坏锅的时候。
Twice the Bible said that he will not slumber.
在圣经里面两次说到他不打盹。
And then the passage went further on.
接着诗人更进一步的说，
You will keep your life in shade at your right hand.
他在你的右边硬币里。
121 verse 5.
121篇第五节。
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边硬币里。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
What is the characteristic of the shade?
这一个硬币的特色是什么呢？
You will not see George over there, his shade over here, right?
你不会看到 George 弟兄在这里，要看到他的影子在那一边。
He always close and connected.
他的影子永远是跟着他。
And why right hand? Why not left hand?
为什么讲到右边，不是讲左边呢？
I tell you, in the Middle East, if you want to shame somebody, try to shake somebody with your left hand.
我告诉你，在中东，如果你要跟人握手的话，你要用左手跟他们握。
You use right hand to do things, do left hand to do other things.
你用右手做一种事情，然后你用左手是做别的事的。
I don't want to be very graphic about what we do in the past.
我并不想要很动画式的来告诉你们说，在过去他们是怎么样做的。
Right hand represents the hand of power and strength.
右手是能力和力量的代表。
So the keeping is close by and gives you strength.
所以这个保护是很贴近你的，是加给你能力的。
The right side represents strength, salvation, and power.
右边是拯救、能力和力量的代表。
Psalm 91 verse 4 says.
诗篇91篇
verse 4.
第四节。
He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
Let me have one application today.
让我来提今天的一个应用。
One thing I enjoy very much.
我很喜欢做的一件事情。
You know, I don't have a Honda car.
你知道我没有那个 Honda 这个车子。
I have a Honda lawnmower. You know, very good.
但是我有一个 Honda 的割草机。
Highly recommended.
非常好的，我建议大家使用。
Use it for 10 years.
我用了十年。
I never try twice for me to start it.
我从来不需要用两次把它发动。
But that's not my story today about my lawnmower.
但是我今天的故事不是关于这一个割草机。
I came across a real story.
我看到了一个真正的故事。
Somebody was mowing his lawn with his lawnmower.
这个真实的故事讲到有人在用他的割草机割草。
And something happened to him that he never experienced before.
但是突然有一件他以前从来没有经历过的事情。
It seems the Lord was telling him that in a pile of grass, he just mowed a snake.
好像神在告诉他说，在他在割的草堆里面呢有蛇。
And then he said, "It's impossible. There's no snake in this part of the country."
然后他心里想说，不可能的啊，在这个国家里面是没有蛇的呀。
But the Lord gave such an impression on him that.He did something he never did before. He went into his garage and got a very thick pair of gloves.
但是因为神给他心里有这种感觉，是他过去从来没有的，所以他回到他的车库，拿了一副很厚的工作用的手套。
Then when he put the grass stripping into a bag, suddenly a snake came out.
然后当他把他割下来这些草放在收集袋里面，突然看到一条蛇。
Do you see the snake over there?
你看到在图片上的蛇吗？
So, and he thanked the Lord.
所以他很感谢神。
The Lord reminded and protected him.
神提醒他，保护他。
For danger that he even thought that was impossible.
保护他，那个危险是他没有想到，认为是不可能有的危险。
He never saw snake in that part of the country.
他在那个国家的那个他所住的地方，从来没有看过蛇。
Sometimes the Lord tells us something like that.
有时候神好像就是这样在告诉我们，对我们说话。神不能告诉你说你要慢下来。有时候我是不精心的。但有几次我的女儿都告诉我说：“爸爸，你要小心啊。”
And the car hit, miss hitting me by only one foot. Have you ever experienced that?
你有没有经历过说车子好像差一尺就撞上你这样子的经历
？I was cutting my hair to come for me to look nice to come here today.
我在今天要来之前呢，去剪了头发，让我看起来很不错。
And then the hairdresser said, "I'm so lucky."
那个理发师跟我说我是很幸运的。
Last week I had a very serious accident.
上个礼拜我有一个很严重的意外。
Somebody ran a red light and hit me, and my car was spinning around.
有人闯红灯，然后撞到我，然后我的车在打转。
And then, afterwards, two times the investigator came to my house and asked many funny questions.
有两次调查的人到我家里问一些很有趣的、很奇怪的问题。那一个人他有一些东西是我很想要去买的。在最后呢，当那个警察来讲到这个事件的时候，我是赢的这个官司。
He has some kind of a thing that he put in the front and then he record everything.
那个警察车里面，他们放了一些记录器，录了很。
No, not my friend. He had that thing. He tape every day. Michael.
哦，他的一个朋友有一个摄影，摄放在车上的，每天都摄影。所以所有的过程都被记录起来了。但是你知道吗？他不知道。
His wife was a Christian.
他的太太是一个基督徒
and his wife was in the car.
他的太太也在车里面
For that particular moment, imagine the car spin around and around.
哦，他的太太在车里面，但是你可以想象那个车子这样子打转，但是他们都没有人受伤。
The Lord was close by and protected them.
神是很贴近的来保护他们。
God is close by and he gives us strength.
这是神的保护，他是贴身的保护我们。
And then he keeps us day and night.
那他昼夜的也保护我们。
Some people work nicer in the daytime. Some people like me. My inspiration start at 11 o'clock and finish at 4 o'clock in the morning.
有些人喜欢在白日工作，那有些人像我喜欢在黑夜工作，半夜才开始工作，然后清晨四点结束。
I have not met somebody who's good both day and night. If you have met somebody, tell me.
我没有遇到有人是白天晚上都工作情况很好的人。
All except God.
除了神以外。
Keep us safe day and night.
他昼夜保护我们。
He mentioned that the sun will not harm you by day nor the moon by night.
这里提到白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
He keep us both under the light or in dark.
不管是明处或是暗处，主都保护。
I want to mention an example.
我想要提一个例子。
He can protect us both in daytime and nighttime.
他可以昼夜保护我们。
Next year I will be 60 years old.
明年我就会60岁了。
I have a funny feeling.
我有这个很奇怪的感觉。
Whenever I read any advertisement looking for pastors,
每次我看到这些想要找牧师的这些广告。
You know, 45 to 55 years old.
45岁，我看。
Not more than 55 years old. Not more than 55 years old.
You look.
Yeah, yeah.
找这些工作的人都是在45岁以上以下。哦，广告里面都说你是需要45岁以下。
I don't think it's very easy for me to find a job at 60 years old.
我想对我来讲现在是很难找到工作了。
So midlife unemployment is very realistic.
所以这个中年失业对我来讲是很真实的。
And then I read one and called a story.
我想要讲一个故事。
If when you're working in the daytime,
如果你白天在工作的时候
your boss suddenly became very nice to you and pat your shoulder and ask you to go into his room, wash out.
你的老板突然来到你旁边拍拍你肩膀叫你去他的办公室，你就要小心了。
A young Christian was called in and then, you know, I know you're a good worker.
有一个基督徒，他就遇到这样的事情，然后去到老板办公室，老板跟他说：“我知道你是一个好，工作很认真的人。我对你过去所做的事情很感谢，但是我很抱歉。你知道下一句话他会说什么？他只是这个人只是45岁而已。哦，48岁。然后他就回家了。在白天的时候他很难过。
He couldn't tell his wife.
他没有办法告诉他的妻子。
At night he couldn't sleep.
在晚上的时候他睡不着。
And then he read.
然后他就读。
He will not hurt you.
他就读到一句话，他不伤害，他必不伤你。
And then he said, I believe that the Lord protected me during the daytime, he's going to carry me through during the night time.
所以他读到这个，他就相信说，主在白天保护他，主在夜晚也会看顾他平安。
You know, today I'm a little bit slow. I have 3 more points, but I will find an opportunity to share.
今天我是比较慢，所以我以后再有机会再跟大家分享更多。
So I'm going to stop here.
所以我今天要结束在这个地方。
I want to summarize a little bit.
我想要摘要一下今天所说的。
Today's topic is seek God's help.
今天的题目是寻求神的帮助。
We see many important things.
我们看到很多重要的事情。
The help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth.
帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
He lifts up his eyes to the mountains.
他们向山举目。
Like the mountains surrounding Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds us.
就好像众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，神也怎么样来围绕我们。
He announces the help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth.
他们宣告帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And then there are several characteristics in God's keeping.
然后神的保护有几种特色。
He keeps our steps firm.
他使我们的脚步稳当。
He keeps us without neglected moments.
他不打盹也不疏忽的保护我们。
He keeps close by with strength.
他贴身加力的保护我们。
He keeps us day and night.
他昼夜或明或暗的保护我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。 亲爱主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to say thank you. You have power. You have love.
主更美好的是，你是那位帮助我们的神。
And moreover, you are the Lord who helps us.
并且你是无所不在、无时不在的神。
You are forever present and also, no matter the time and place.
主，我们感谢你今天借着牧师的教导，让我们知道你是一位怎么样保护我们的神。
Thank you, Lord. From your word, we hear.You are the Lord who protects us.
并且你保护的范围有多广多大。
We know that your scope of protection is wide and huge.
让我们真实能够把今天的信息存在心里。
May we keep your word into our hearts.
因为在我们每一天的生活里，我们的确需要你的保护。
Because in our life every day we need your protection.
在生活上我们需要你的保护。
In our life we need your protection.
我们的灵性里，我也需要你的保护。
In the spiritual life, we also need your protection.
我们能够像诗人一样，常常向山举目。
Help us to like the psalmist. We always look up to the mountains.
仰望神你的保护与同在。
To look to your for your presence and your protection.
我们感谢祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray this with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.